Mishnah Gimel, what happens if somebody was not forced to leave his tachum on Shabbos, but Misha Yotza Bereshus, he left his tachum with permission? For example, if he was going to save a life, or he was going to help a woman give birth, or if he was going to testify about the new moon. If he saw the moon which appears on Rosh Chodesh, then he would go to Beis Din to tell them that today is Rosh Chodesh. Or today appeared the new moon, and the Beis Din would establish that day as Rosh Chodesh. So these are all examples of where one is allowed to leave his tachum. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah teaches that originally the law for these people was the same as anybody who left their tachum on Shabbos. And that was that they only have four amos in every direction. Just like if they were forced to leave their tachum, they also only have four amos. So too over here. However, the Mishnah over there teaches that Rabban Gamliel instituted that they will be given another 2,000 amos in every direction. It was in order to encourage them to come and testify for the moon, or to do any of the above mitzvahs which are necessary, such as saving a life. So once they are finished doing what they had to do, they are given an extra 2,000 amos from that point. We view it as if it's a new Mokum HaShavisa, they get a new tachum. So our mission over here tells us that even if he didn't actually end up saving a life, or testifying for the new moon, etc., if V'omrulei, if people said to him, Kvai Nasa Maisa, the act has already been done, for example, his life has already been saved, or somebody has already testified for the new moon, the Beis Din already established it as Rosh Chodesh. Even in that case, since he left with permission, for the sake of this mitzvah, yesh to alpam amlach al ruach, he has 2,000 amos to travel in every direction. It follows that im hayo b'sor hatachum, which we're going to explain as if the new 2,000 amos are within his original tachum, his original 2,000 amos, then ki'ilu lo yotza, it's as if he hasn't left, meaning he can then go back to having his original tachum. Once he's back in his original tachum, then he can only travel within that 2,000 amos of the city, and furthermore he loses the new 2,000 amos which he was given from the other place where he went to. Now the last sentence of the Mishnah begins with shekol, which implies that it's giving a reason for the previous statement. The truth is it should be read like vekol, as if it's a new part of the Mishnah. So it says that shekol hayotzim lahatzel chozim u'kayman, all people who go out of their tachum with weapons in order to save people, if they go to fight, chozim u'kayman, they can return to their place, and that doesn't mean that they have as much as they like to travel, and they can literally go back all the way to their original tachum. Rather, it also means that they can only go 2,000 amos in every direction, and the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is adding that in this case they can even return with their weapons, even if they're traveling through a public domain or a Rishus HaRabim, and it's forbidden to carry things in a Rishus HaRabim. So of course on the way to fighting they were allowed to, because it was for the sake of saving lives. But on the way back, I would think that it is forbidden. So the Mishnah tells us that it is not true, it is permitted, because it would be dangerous to leave the weapons back over there where they finished fighting. And they are allowed to travel 2,000 amos, so they are also allowed to take their weapons with them, of course within their new tachum of 2,000 amos in every direction from where they finished fighting.